What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 199 of Bedroom Drinking Podcast. I'm Dustin.
Hello, hello. It's Nate, dog. Welcome back.
It's our first episode of 2021.
Yeah.
We're back a little later than we had
planned. We took an extended break due to lots of things.
Yeah. So I had COVID, and I was kind of annoyed because I was very careful to make sure that I did not bring COVID home for Christmas when I went home, especially for my grandma, because she was living with my parents at that time. And I was like, the last thing I want to do is give it to her because it probably will kill her. So I went home, and then I guess my dad got it from somewhere and ended up giving it to me and my sister and both of my nephews. But my mom and grandma didn't get it, and my brother-in-law didn't get it, and my uncle didn't get it that lives with my grandma or at my grandma's house. So that's good. I don't know. It still seems like such a random
thing.
Illness. I don't know how it transmits to people. Yeah. This is weird.
And so he was sick for like a while. So obviously I wasn't.
I had it bad. I had it real bad.
To come over here.
Like I was reading about people who people getting it, and because I always just assumed that if I were to get it, I would either be asymptomatic or just be like a very mild case, but it was not at all. I had it way worse than anyone else in my family did. Any worse than anyone that I know, I think, that's had it. I legit thought I was going to die just because like it was lasting for so long. Like I would Google stuff about it and they were like, yeah, you'll feel sick for like a week maybe. And then at the most, and then you should be fine unless you have like a deathly bad case of it. But like it was a week and then I was getting worse. And I was like, this is fucking it. Like,
he's just gonna die in his recliner.
Yeah. Or in my bed.
I hope you washed all those sheets.
I did. but yeah, it was bad. Literally all I did for 2 weeks pretty much was like go back and forth from my bed to my recliner.
And then just be like miserable.
Yeah. It was horrible. Worst experience of my life. Do not recommend. Zero out of 10 stars.
Do not recommend getting COVID.
But Nate did the opposite of me. He got the COVID vaccine over the break. So how was that experience?
It was fine. The first one I got was the first round that I got, like it was like my arm was really sore. But then like that same day that I got it, like in the evening, I got like I just felt really like sick. Like I just felt bad. But I still wanted to eat, like I was still hungry, but I just didn't have any energy, and then I had like a little fever, but by morning it was fine, like it was gone, and I was back to normal. And then I got my second shot, and that one was like way worse, like it still hurt.
Oh, really?
A few days, but like I got like a bigger fever, and like I felt way more crappy.
Oh.
And it kind of like leaked over into the morning. I didn't have a fever in the morning, but I still felt crappy for like the rest of the day, but then it went away after that. Like by the end of the next second day, I was fine.
I mean, it's definitely better than feeling deathly ill for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So yeah, but yeah, I got that done, and I mean, I'm fine. Nothing really happened. I've just been working and navigating the chaos that is my life right now. So
okay, so we're gonna kind of get a little bit more in depth into 2021, the story so far, just kind of like in general, what's going on with the world, but just our lives personally, do you feel like your 2021 has been way worse so far than anything that happened to you in 2020?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, me too.
I like, it's been crazy. Like I've been dealing with mental breakdowns and like probably just due to the stress of like the wedding. And then now like the wedding venue canceled on us. So we have like less than 2 months to find a new place to do everything. And that's causing a lot of stress and fights and stuff within my relationship. So we're dealing with that. So yeah, 2021 is not starting off so great for me.
Because
2020 was way better. Like 2020, like obviously it was horrible for most people, especially because they died.
I mean,
like, a lot of people were financially ruined or lost their businesses. So like
a lot of people were.
Like mine was okay. The worst thing that happened to me was I had to wear a mask and still go to work. And that was pretty much it. Like,
I mean,
yeah, you couldn't, like, everything was closed and you couldn't go out and do stuff, but I don't really like to do that stuff anyway. So I was just, you know, it was like, oh, sweet. I just have to be at home and that's fine.
And I mean, it was a little bit different for me just because I live alone and I basically, like, I wasn't going, I was working from home, I wasn't going into work, and, like, you couldn't go anywhere, really. So I kind of, I felt that a lot for, like, those first couple of months. And then you weren't even here. You were in New York.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a hard time for me just mentally. But once I got past that and we kind of, things started opening back up and life started becoming a little bit more normal and I kind of got into a routine that worked for me, things started getting better. My family had a lot of problems in 2020, but I personally did not until 2021.
Yeah.
And 2021 so far has, my family has also had more problems. And then I had COVID and almost died. So yeah, not a great start for me, but I think things will be looking up on the horizon. And I think they probably will for you too.
Yeah, once this thing, other thing gets situated, hopefully, we'll see. But yeah, it's been a crazy year just already. And we're only in the first month of it.
Yeah, it's still January.
And all my stuff happened all within the past like few weeks. So it's just all fresh.
Yeah, mine started December 30th was when I was diagnosed.
Oh, God.
And so that was not good.
Yeah. And
I was so mad. You sent so Nate sent a group text to like all of his groomsmen like while I was sick, and I realized it was directed to the group, but it was like, hope everybody had a happy new year. And I was like, you know damn well I did not have a happy new year.
Yeah, well, I mean, but yeah,
but I was so sick, I didn't have the energy to even text that. So maybe everyone else did, I don't know.
Yeah, that was, yeah, New Year's is fine, but oh man, it was, yeah, I don't even know what to say. I just want it to be over, all the crazy stuff, so hopefully that changes soon.
So it's a new year. Do you have New Year's resolutions?
I didn't make any. I mean, generally, I just usually try to start a new year. I usually just try to be better than I was last year, and that's about it. Like, just try to be healthier. Which I've actually been doing okay there, but I could do better.
I mean, everyone can do better.
Start like swimming and working out a lot more, so that's good. And just trying to eat better and not drink, as I drink a sugary drink, not try to drink so much sugar or eat so much sugar. But I got a 12 pack of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. It is not good.
No, any like the diet Mountain Dews or anything like that.
Yeah,
disgusting.
It's just now they're just in my fridge, but they're not good.
Remember that time I accidentally bought a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
It was like I got like one regular, and I don't know, they just were right next to each other, and I didn't realize they were different. And disgusting.
The Diet Coke is fine. I don't have a problem with that one. I drink mostly now. But
it's just like
– it's just not the same.
I've been drinking a lot of sparkling water like the last few months. Like flavored water, and I would much rather have that than like a diet soda.
Yeah.
Because they don't really taste good to me. Like Diet Coke is okay, but like if I have other options, I'm going to take that.
But yeah, no, I don't really ever make specific like New Year's resolutions or anything like that. I just try to be better than I was the year before, and I guess this year my main goal is just to get a hold of like debt and make better investments and budget, actually really budget and not like spend so much money on stuff I don't need to be spending money on. So I guess that's what me and my fiance are working on this year, is paying off debt and trying to get a hold of it, finances.
Yeah, I started doing that last year. I feel like I got a pretty good handle on all that kind of stuff, the financial stuff. But my goal for this year is The thing with New Year's resolutions is I think most people say don't make them because you're not going to follow through with them. I think where people get tripped up is you need to set a specific goal for yourself, not a general goal, because
some people are like, oh, I just want to lose weight, or like that's, you're not going to ever do that. You have to like do a specific thing, like
right, like instead of saying I want to lose weight, just say I want to change this about my diet, or I want to start, you know,
exercising,
walking a certain number of steps a day, or spend 30 minutes doing some kind of physical activity, like stuff that you can actually like keep track of and know that you're doing it. But my goal for this year is I want to read one book per month. So 12 books this year, which will be a 100% improvement on like the last 10 years of my life. So I'm doing good right now. I'm about to finish my first book, and it's almost the end of the first month.
Yeah.
I've mostly just been reading a chapter a day, sometimes two, if it's a short chapter. But so far, so good.
There you go.
In the first month.
Yeah.
It's a long way to go to the finish line, but it doesn't take that much time.
It really doesn't. Like, if you really like budget out your time, you'd be surprised how much time you actually have in a day where it's like, it seems like, oh man, I don't have time to read a book, but you have time to sit 3 hours and watch TV.
Right. Like, it's just about, you have time to do pretty most much things that you want to do in a day. You just have to actually budget out your time and make it a priority to get certain things done that you want to do.
Yeah. Like, we started like going to the gym in the mornings, like early in the morning. That way we don't have to do it at night, or that way we have more time in the evenings to like spend time together and actually just be at home and like relaxing instead of like trying to like rush through the evening just to get to sleep because we have to wake up for work or something. So like,
it just depends on if you want to sacrifice sleep or not.
Yeah. Which we wake up early, but then I go to sleep early, so it's fine.
Yeah. You just have to decide how you want to spend your time and where you want
to
put it.
I mean, these days by like 9:00 PM these days, I'm ready to go to bed. Like, I'm done. Especially if I wake up at 4:30, be at the gym at 5. I've already had a good full day by 9:00. So I'm ready to go to bed.
By like 9:00 AM.
I work out in the morning. Like, we used to work out in the mornings, and your day was just so much better. You had a lot more energy.
Well, and also because you got up earlier.
Yeah.
So like, we went to work out, and then we would come home and shower and eat breakfast and stuff. And then usually, I think at the time we were doing that, like, I usually had to go to class at 9 and you had to be at work at 9.
Yeah.
So like, when we were done with our stuff for the day, it was like, we could just do whatever we wanted.
Yeah.
At nighttime. Yeah. We already had accomplished everything we actually needed to get done for the day.
So yeah, my whole thing this year is just about, it's just budgeting time and finances and being like more adult about that stuff. So yeah, I wouldn't call it a resolution because it's not, but it's a goal.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who came up with the idea of New Year's resolutions. I mean, they're
gyms, probably.
Who?
Like gyms, so they get all these memberships in. Like,
you said chinks.
Oh, no. It's
like, that is what? Why?
But anyways, yeah. So new year, new goals, new president. It's all new.
Oh, my gosh.
So Biden's president now. That's an update.
Yeah. Regardless of whether you think the election was stolen or whether you voted for him, he is still your president. Just like 4 years ago, Trump was your president, even if you thought there was Russian collusion and whatnot. Like, the president of the United States, if you're a United States citizen, is still your president.
Regardless.
Whether you like it or not.
A lot of craziness happened. So we don't have nothing like specific to talk to today. This is just kind of like an intro back in.
Well, are we going to go through like the regular routine?
We can. Do we have stuff? Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna start off.
So I think I want to kind of change for this week.
That's fine.
I had a dumbass that I was gonna use, but instead of the dumbass, I think I just want to do this story of 20 things more likely to happen to you than winning the lottery.
That's fine. Like I said, it doesn't have to be a dumbass. I think we made that change a while back. Where it's either.
I mean, that's usually what we do, but like,
yeah, it's either a dumbass or just like a crazy story or something. Like,
Because there's been a lot of lottery stuff in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like the Powerball and whatever. I don't keep up with it
closely. I did not win. I bought two tickets.
How much did you spend on that?
$4.
Total?
They're $4 each, so $8.
So you spent $8 and you won nothing?
I won nothing.
The Powerball stuff, even if you don't win the jackpot, do you still have the opportunity to win like some money?
If you match like a certain amount of numbers, you still get some money.
Okay.
But like, I didn't match any numbers.
Okay.
Like, if you match like three numbers, you get like $10 or something like that.
Okay.
And that's without even doing the Powerball.
Man, I don't get these people that spend so much money on it because it just seems so impossible.
Yeah.
And it basically is. So here's the list of 20 things more likely to happen to you than winning the lottery. Number one, being crushed by a meteorite. Number two, contracting Ebola in the U.S., Now, this is from 6 years ago, so I don't know if Ebola was a bigger thing at that time than it was. I don't remember. But number three, becoming the next Warren Buffett, who at that time
I guess was rich.
I guess he still is, but yeah. I feel like Warren Buffett used to be the like the gold standard for wealth.
Yeah.
And then now it's like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, those people. But I guess you're probably even less likely to – maybe you're more likely to win the lottery than to become the next Jeff Bezos.
That's probably – yeah.
Probably true. Number four, dying in a plane crash. Number five, being canonized, which I guess is a reference to like the Catholic Church. If they canonize you, isn't that like becoming a saint?
Yeah, I think so. It's like being knighted, but the Catholic way.
Yeah. So that's not going to happen. Getting audited, which I feel like – I guess most people don't get audited.
Yeah, most people don't. But.
Oh, it says this is one of the likeliest occurrences on our list with a 1 in 175 chance it'll happen to you.
Wow.
The good news is your odds are going down year by year. So that's good. I mean, really, like, I think if you – like, I feel like neither one of us probably make enough money to be on –
an audit list.
The radar
yeah.
of them to be like, we should be having more money from them. Number seven, being a U.S. president. Number eight, being wrongfully convicted of a crime. That one in general, I feel like if you – because I like you see stuff on TV and movies and stuff all the time where people are just like in the wrong place at the wrong time and they're become a like a murder suspect or something. But I feel like it's kind of just common sense where you just don't put yourself in those kind of situations. To where, like, you're doing blow off a stripper in the woods or, like, you know, shit like that. It's just, like, just don't make stupid decisions like that and you'll probably be okay. Nine, becoming a movie star. That your chances of that are 1 in 1.5 million. So it makes sense that all those people move out to L.A. every year in the hopes of becoming a movie star since it's, you know, so likely to happen to you. 10, this is one of my favorite ones on this list. Dying from being a left-handed person who misuses right-handed products.
That's funny.
Apparently, this happens to 1 in 7 million people. Wow. So, dying from being a left-handed person who misuses right-handed products. Your odds of being a left-handed person are already low in general.
Yeah.
So, like, this would be just...
double that. Yeah.
Writing a New York Times bestseller... That's a 1 in 220 chance.
Oh.
That doesn't seem...
that hard.
Like, if you want to be famous...
become an
write
author.
A New York Times bestseller. Don't try to become a movie star.
Yeah, because then they'll, like, turn your book into a movie. It's good enough, and then you
right,
make more
and
money.
If you're a good actor, maybe you could play in the movie.
Yeah.
12, becoming an astronaut. There's a 1 in 12.1 million chance of that. 13, losing an appendage in a chainsaw accident. That's a 1 in 4,464 chance.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean...
it could happen.
Yeah. 14, death by hot tap water. That doesn't have any more details, so I don't know, like...
what that is about.
Is that, like, burning to death in the shower?
I guess. I don't know.
Or, like, you turn your faucet on, and you're like, oh, that's hot, and you let it run too hot, and you just...
you just drown
I don't
in hot
know.
Water?
I don't know how that works. 15, being deemed possessed by Satan. That's a 1 in 7,000 chance.
Oh, wow.
So, like I said, that's not... actually being possessed by Satan.
Just being deemed.
Which I don't know if that means like the church has to officially
probably.
Say you're possessed or somebody just be like, they're acting crazy. I think they're possessed by Satan. I don't know if that
I'm
counts.
Guessing it has to do with the church.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like possession and exorcisms and stuff go, the Catholic Church pretty much has the market on that.
Yeah.
But, and I don't really, anyway, 16. This is my favorite one on the list. Going to the ER with a pogo stick related injury.
Wow.
I don't know who's on pogo sticks these days.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a while.
They used to sell them at Walgreens.
Yeah, they used to sell them everywhere.
But
that was a good thing to have back in the day.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. My parents bought me one for my birthday one year, and it was like a nice titanium one.
Oh.
But I mean, eventually
the springs just wear out, I guess.
I mean, you're just...
jumping up and down.
Yeah, on a pogo stick. Like, it gets kind of boring after a while. 17, winning an Olympic gold medal. 18, winning an Oscar. 19, having a genius child. And 20 is having conjoined twins.
Oh.
No, not just twins.
Conjoined.
Conjoined twins. That means they're, like, attached to each other.
So, yeah.
What if you had conjoined genius twins?
Ooh, that's probably really rare. Probably still more likely to happen to you than winning the lottery.
Yeah. So apparently...
someone won this past time almost $1 billion.
Yeah, but they didn't say... I don't know where they were from.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, they don't... They didn't
I just know it wasn't Lunchbox.
It wasn't me.
So on this paragraph under the having a genius child, it says, according to CNN, only 2 to 5% of children are actually gifted. So, like, I feel like the gifted and talented program, do they still have that?
I don't know.
Well, they had that when we were in school, and I feel like that's kind of bullshit because, well, maybe only 2 to 5% were in that. I don't know.
But, yeah.
Anyway, that's the list.
It would be cool to win the lottery, but it was so high, you know? And, of course, when it gets that high, the odds even go down because more people are buying tickets.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, I only bought, like, 2 tickets. You know, some people buy, like, hundreds of dollars worth of tickets. Mm-hmm. Like, and they still don't win.
Yeah, and then there's people that, like, they pull their money together and they buy tickets together. And then, like, if
they split the money or
one
whatever.
Of the tickets is a winner, yeah, they just split
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
If you were to win the lottery.
Out. I'm out of here.
Would you give me anything?
No.
What? I'm nothing?
Out. You wouldn't even hear from me. I'd be gone. I'd be off the face of the earth.
That's not true at all.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be off the grid. Everything's gone. Boom. I'm out the door.
You couldn't move that fast.
You know, that much money, you can do anything.
I mean, I guess. But you don't even get the money right away.
You get it?
Not right away.
Yeah.
No?
You get the lump sum.
Not right away, though.
Not right away.
It's not like you won the lottery and then the money is just like in your bank account.
I probably
wouldn't
tell anybody I won the lottery.
You also...
I would like get the money and then just disappear.
Would you get the... Because if you collect payments over time,
yeah,
you get more money. You just don't get it all right away. You have to collect it. Like
you just get.
I don't know if they give you money like monthly or yearly or what the deal is.
I think it's monthly or something.
Or you can take a lump sum and you just get it all at one time, but you get less. Which one would
you get all the taxes? You just get all the taxes taken up front.
Yeah,
that's what they do. So I'd probably just take the lump sum.
Would you?
Yeah.
Even though you would get less money.
Yeah, because it's still a crap load of money.
Yeah, but...
And I would, like, make... I'd be... You know, I would invest it
properly. But why do you need that money right away?
To disappear.
What do you need to disappear for? It's not like you owe money to the mob or something.
Just because I'm gone.
You would... I know for a fact you wouldn't disappear because you're always going on about how desirable free babysitting is to you. And if you disappear, you're not getting any free babysitting.
What babies? I'm out the door. I'm gone. Emily's not my life no more. I'm done.
Oh, you're talking about, okay. You wouldn't even take her with you?
I'm gone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With that much money, I buy a plane ticket. I'm out the country. Never return. Buy new clothes and everything when I get there.
What country would you go to?
I can't tell you that.
I wouldn't be able to afford to go find you anyway.
I would pop up on some random like news cycle from like Lebanon or something. I don't know.
Why would you be on the news?
And people, you'd be like that meme from Leonardo DiCaprio where you'll see me on the news and I'll be like... I know that guy. I'll be like, oh shit, they saw me on TV.
Would you be watching TV though to know that you were on TV?
I don't know.
You'd have to change your phone number.
I would definitely invest properly.
That's the smartest thing to do.
First things first. Well, first thing is like, all right, yeah, we have the money, cool, okay. Have to put that in a secure place.
You know, I mean, it's not cash you need to put in a
obviously pay off all my debt and then start investing like a mofo. I'm talking yeah. like millions of dollars in like Disney and Apple and some other enterprises.
Yeah. You'd have to get a good like financial advisor
yeah.
to help you make investments and stuff. And then they would be excited because they would get a shit ton of money from you.
Yeah.
And that's how they get paid, right? They get a percentage of the money that they invest for you.
Something like that. It's like they get paid. They get whatever company they work for, like wherever they invest your money or whatever. Then those other companies like give kickbacks to that company, and then they pay their agents. I think
that's confusing.
Something like that. Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know. I really don't know how it works, but I'd probably buy something cool, like a studio.
What kind of studio?
I don't know, like Disney.
Oh, like a. Oh, I thought you meant like a. I don't know if you meant like a studio apartment. Or like a recording studio or
some kind of investment. Yeah, maybe like a studio and then I need like a front.
Would you
I would probably definitely get into crime.
That would be the dumbest thing you could do. Would you potentially start your own company?
Possibly. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what the jackpot is. If it's only like 20 million, then I'm probably gonna still be working. But if it was like that $1 billion and you're getting like 900 something or 800 something million. Like, I don't know why would I need to work at that point, but...
Because you would get bored.
No, I mean, well, you're going to your different enterprises and doing stuff and just walking around in a suit all the time, being, like, badass.
I guess.
And just checking on your investments. But I would probably, even if I had like the $20 million, I would probably create my own company. Yeah, like a investment company, like Nate Robles Investments LLC, and then I would just invest in shit that I think is worth it.
But you don't know anything about investing.
You just invest
for yourself. So you're just talking about investing for yourself, not for other people.
Well, people come to you like.
Right, but why do people come to you? You don't know what you're doing.
Because they want your money. It doesn't matter if you know what you're doing or not.
What?
It's just investments. You're just investing in things.
Are you talking about you wouldn't be investing other people's money?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Then what is this company for?
I would be investing in other people's companies.
You would be investing in.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would create like an investment company just to have.
So why would you
have the money going through like a business? Because it's safer that way, I think, than just doing that at your own personal account.
Is it?
Yeah.
We're getting into territory we don't know anything about.
But I mean, that will never happen. So I'm just gonna keep working my $11 an hour job until I die.
So, yeah, that sounds like a fun life. So 2021, what's going on?
there's the Capitol riot thing happened.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, all those Trump supporters stormed the Capitol.
We can talk about this a little bit. The Capitol riot happened on my darkest day of COVID.
Yeah.
And I did not really know what was going on at all. I still don't really understand fully what happened, but Trump has now been impeached for inciting the riot, and in I guess a couple weeks you're supposed to have his trial, even though he's not in office anymore. I'm assuming that you're pretty read up and know about the riot. Yes.
I mean, more than you, I think, but not a whole lot.
Do you think that Trump incited this riot?
I think in a way, yes. I mean, his rhetoric is just that.
Like his rhetoric?
Whatever. The way he speaks, I think it incites things.
But he did. So from what I read, he had a rally.
He didn't specifically say, like, go storm the Capitol and steal things.
No. Well, so he had a rally that morning.
Yeah.
And he told everyone to peacefully protest, I believe is what he said from what I saw. He never said anything along the lines of
break
into the Capitol or commit any kind of violence. All he talked about was a peaceful protest. So that's why I'm having a hard time understanding how do you get him inciting, telling people to do this riot when nowhere that I've seen did he actually say anything along those lines that could even be construed as have a riot.
I don't know, but people did it anyways, and so it happened. And they they didn't even break in. Like, they were like let in pretty much.
Okay, that's one thing that I don't understand is that so they didn't – who let them in?
Like the police and the security, like –
That doesn't make sense. Really,
they didn't try to stop them. They were just walking past. Like, they had armed security there. They were just letting them go in.
Wasn't there a cop that died?
There's like five people that died, and one of them was like a cop, yeah.
One was a cop, and then the other four were protesters?
Something like that, yeah.
So why were there, like, cops being attacked if the cops were helping them?
I don't know. It was weird. Like, no one knows exactly what happened because, I don't know, I feel like
that's a
protected building. Like, it's a federal – like Congress works in there, so I feel like it wouldn't be so easy just to go in there.
They don't just open, which is why it doesn't make sense to me that people would just be opening the doors and
letting, but like you can see them walk in. You can see the footage. That's exactly what happened.
I don't understand. I don't really.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed something important on that day, and I have just been trying to play catch up, but I still don't really.
They were trying to stop they're trying to break into the Congress chamber.
Because
they were like certifying the votes.
The electoral votes for Biden to be the president. Which apparently, I don't know, according to my crazy aunt, I guess everyone, all of the people were like, thought that Pence, as a vice president, he like presides over the
thing. His job.
And I guess he was supposed to do something to like...
To stop it?
Stop it and just be like, we're not doing this because it was a stolen election or something.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what they thought he was going to do or what he could do. But he didn't do it, and so then they were all mad at him.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they could have done was to stage like a coup.
I just thought it was really funny how all of the I don't even know what to call them, but like the people that thought the election was stolen, they were like so sure that there was all this damning evidence of fraud and vote stealing and whatever. And they just kept saying, it's coming out. There's a plan. All of this is going to blow up. It's going to blow your mind. And then it just never came. And I'm just like,
it's because they don't have anything.
Why were you so sure about this?
Because they drink the Kool-Aid.
I don't know. This is the first time in my life that I've, since the election, that I've really felt like there's a Trump cult. Like,
it's definitely some kind of
it's weird
cult thing, because they're just presidents. Like, why would you care so much about it?
You should never, no matter who it is, you should never have undying loyalty to any politician.
Yeah.
Really any, like, human at all. But, like, you don't actually know these people. They don't know you. They don't care about you. But they care about their job.
Yeah. So, they're just out of control. People are just so stupid.
But I guess it looks like there's not going to be enough. They need, like, 65 Republicans to vote for
conviction
for him to be convicted.
Yeah.
And I guess it's looking like they're not going to get that. Or no, I'm sorry. They need, according to Ben Shapiro, I think, said that they need 17 to vote for it. But I guess there's more, I don't know. Rand Paul said the other day that there were enough Republicans who didn't even think the trial should happen to where it would be impossible for him to be convicted in the trial. Like, he wouldn't get enough Republican votes to convict for it to happen. Like, it would probably just be like Mitt Romney again.
And Mitch McConnell. Yeah.
I don't think even Mitt, I don't know.
Oh, he like, as soon as the inauguration happened, he was like all against Trump. And
well, because Trump is trying to hang on to all this bullshit and he's just like, let us move on.
Yeah. And now Trump's like, I don't know, starting his own political party called the Patriot Party.
Is he?
I saw something on it. I don't think it was real, but it's like,
this is why I don't know. Like, you see so much shit.
Talks about him like making his own party or something like that.
I mean,
which would basically just like split the Republican Party.
I need to ask. My dad has become like a diehard Trump person.
Oh, and God.
So I need to ask him, because he's always been very anti-third party voting. But I need to ask him, if Trump were to start his own party and run,
he'd be a third party.
Would you vote for him? I don't know that he would, but I guess it would. That would just, that's kind of a litmus test on how diehard Trump you are, if you would vote for him as a third party candidate.
Yeah, I saw some of that. I don't know like how actual truth it is, but it's floating around out there.
I haven't seen that, but I've seen something about like Trump starting his own news network or something.
Oh, gosh.
Which I feel like we don't need.
Definitely don't need that. So yeah, that happened. And then Biden got inaugurated, but Trump wasn't there.
No, but Pence was.
Pence was there, yeah, because he was like, I still have to be in politics longer. He's just playing the game. I mean, he probably wants to run for president at some point, so.
He is playing the game, but also I feel like he's just an adult.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And now
I always felt like if Trump's, because at the end of the day, I do feel like policy-wise, Trump was a pretty decent president. I feel like if somehow Trump and Pence could have merged and become one person, they would have been a very successful president and a two-term president. But like Trump was crazy and Pence is just like a boring person to listen to. But like if they could have merged somehow, I don't know. I feel like it would have worked, but they couldn't because that's not how things are.
So as far as everything else, I mean, I don't know. The gas prices already went up a lot.
But
I think that's supposed to happen at the beginning of like a year and new presidency. So
apparently Biden's going to like kill the oil industry or something. I don't really know how that's supposed to work or going to go.
I don't know. The Democrats rule everything now, so they can literally just do whatever they want.
Yes, because they won both
the House and the Senate.
They won. Well, they had two runoffs in Georgia.
Yeah.
And of course, like Democrats from all over the country poured all this money into making sure that the Democrats got elected, and they did, both of them. So now it's a tie in the Senate, 50-50. And because the president is a Democrat, and the vice president, obviously, the vice president is the tiebreaker. So that means the Democrats technically control the Senate and they control the House for now. They did lose a lot of House seats, but, and of course, presidency. So
yeah,
AOC was like, oh, I'm so glad that we have the House and the Senate, because now we don't have to negotiate with these people. We can just do whatever we want.
I hate her so much.
I cannot express words. Could never express my hate for her.
Yeah.
But also, apparently she doesn't like to be called AOC anymore.
I don't.
She said it's disrespectful.
How is it disrespectful?
Because it's like you're treating her as like not a serious politician like she
is. She's not. She's a child.
I mean, of course, she like goes on Twitch and like plays video games and stuff.
Yeah.
But she also wants to be taken seriously as a politician.
Okay. Well, F her. So.
She's the Honorable Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you're supposed to call her.
No. I'll call her like little girl.
I'm going to call her Momo. She looks
like. But I mean, that kind of covers everything now up to this point.
Let's briefly address the COVID vaccine rollout that I guess has not been going well.
No.
But.
I mean, I know like you can like here you can sign up to like get a notification if you can go get it or something like that.
So is the issue that they don't have enough vaccines for people, or that just people are refusing the vaccine?
I don't know. Probably both. I don't think they have enough at all, but I don't know. But a lot of people are refusing it too. So you would think that there's people.
Because I saw a couple articles about how a lot of healthcare workers were refusing to get it.
Yeah, like a lot of people at my job didn't get it.
So why did you decide to get it?
I don't know. It's just, why not?
You're not worried about any potential long-term side effects?
No.
Okay.
And I get the flu shot every year.
Yeah, but the flu shot is like a known thing. Like, you pretty much know how that's going to go every year.
Yeah, I mean, the vaccine itself is nothing in it that's going to really do anything to you. It's
okay.
Just protein. Yeah, it's just proteins and stuff. Like,
I'm not a scientist.
But yeah, I'm not really worried about that. I mean, if it happens, it happens. But oh well, I'm not too worried about it.
What if you grow like a? What if it gives you an extra belly button?
Then like, I have two belly buttons.
But like somewhere weird, like on your face or on your neck, like the back of your neck or something.
Do I get to claim like disability?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think that would probably hinder you from doing anything.
Oh, I don't know.
You would just look like a freak.
Maybe I can like put stuff in it.
Oh, you know how annoying that would be if you had multiple belly buttons and you had to clean your belly button
one of them?
You said you don't have belly button lint, right?
No.
You never get it?
I don't know why I would.
I get it all the time.
From what?
I don't know. Like right now I could probably pull some out.
I don't get that. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, see?
That's strange.
That's just a thing I assumed everyone had.
Maybe
unless you have an Audi.
I don't have an Audi.
Yeah, I know. But I mean in general.
But yeah, so I don't know what's going on with the whole rollout, but they don't even know. They don't know what the hell's going on. And they blame Trump because they're like, he left us with no plan. I'm like, but you kept saying you had a plan.
But then Fauci – well, I think they were talking about like for vaccine distribution specifically.
Yeah.
But then Fauci said there is a plan, but then – but I guess they want to change the plan. I don't know. It's all very confusing to me. And I guess they're saying that like you need to give it to minorities first because they're more likely to suffer from the virus.
Are they?
I feel like this administration in these next 4 years are going to be very heavily, we need to give minorities preferential treatment always about everything because they've suffered so much. And that's obviously like a whole different topic. But I mean, that's good for you. You're a minority.
I mean, I guess.
So that's probably why you got the virus or the vaccine.
All right, we got it because I'm in healthcare.
Yeah, you were one of the first ones.
You know, a bunch of white people got it for me.
You got it pretty quick after they released it.
Well, as soon as the hospital got it, yeah. And we got like the email saying like either gonna accept or decline. But now I can travel, so
accept
and get my stimulus checks.
It affects where you get your stimulus.
We have to be vaccinated to get it.
No, you don't.
That's what that congressman said.
What congressman?
Some Republican congressman said like he's like the only way people are gonna get a stimulus check is if they're vaccinated.
There was also a Republican Congresswoman, who filed articles of impeachment against Biden.
Yeah, already.
I don't know what for.
She didn't like him.
Like, he literally has been off for 1 week.
Oh, but he has a dog now, so that's a big deal, apparently.
Yeah, but...
this president should always have dogs.
Dogs are... owning a dog is a form of slavery.
It is.
Or not, white supremacy.
Well, but Biden's white, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it's racist.
It's okay, though, if they're racist.
I guess that's true.
They are. I mean,
Kamala Harris called him a racist and a sexual harasser.
Yeah.
And she was like, sure, I'll be your vice president.
Yeah, let's be friends now. I would love to be on
your team. I just like that. There's a video of her on, I think it was Stephen Colbert. And I guess it was right after she accepted the vice president thing. And he was like, didn't you call him racist during the debate? And she was like, ha 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 ha. It was a debate. And I was like, okay.
And
did that mean that you were lying about him being racist then?
You're just
or
trying to...
are you just saying that it doesn't matter anymore? Because
she's just a piece of shit. So
I don't know. The thing that annoys me so much about her is that, well, a lot of things, but one thing in general is just that, like, she ran for president and no one wanted to vote for her. She dropped out, like, at the beginning after, like, a couple of things because no one voted for her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm done. And then she was selected to be his vice president, and everyone's acting like she's the greatest person to ever walk the earth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but you just didn't
pick her so you can get more votes.
Literally, that's what it was. He was like, I'm picking a black woman to be my vice president, and I guess she was the best that he could do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all a mess. Everything is a mess. I don't think – do you think this year is going to be any better than last year as a whole?
Probably not. It's like a – I don't know. I really – it's too early to tell. You know, once we're 6 months in, we're going to reevaluate. But, I mean, it's like everything's still going to be COVID-y everywhere, so –
and there's so much conflicting information. Like, Biden says that, and I think Fauci too said that, pretty much anybody who wants to be vaccinated will have the opportunity to be vaccinated by, like, the summer.
Yeah.
But then there's also people saying that at the current rate, there's not going to be enough people vaccinated to achieve herd immunity or whatever until, like, 2023 or something.
Yeah, because not
or late 2022.
Not enough people are doing it or something, so.
So I'm like, well, what is it? Like, should I plan to have a life at any point this year or
or not?
Should I postpone that until later?
They're just guessing.
I don't know.
I just keep going to work and trying to solve my short-term problems.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't
really
affect you at all.
anyways, yeah. So that's 2021 and so far in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, but it's something. Yeah, we just wanted to summarize some things today. We'll talk about a movie that we watched, and then we'll let y'all go. Well, I forgot the tax. What was it?
The Tax Collector.
The Tax Collector. We watched The Tax Collector, which is on something.
Hulu.
Hulu. It's with Shia LaBeouf and some other guy.
And another guy. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, it's called The Tax Collector, and they're like, they collect taxes from like all the gangs in LA that pay the taxes to be to like a kingpin or something. I don't know. But like Shia LaBeouf is in it, and he's like
Bobby Soto.
Weird. I don't know. It was an okay movie. It was a little weird, but I don't. It has to do with like cartels and stuff and gangs and.
It was kind of weird because for a long time, I didn't feel like anything was really happening.
Yeah,
it was just like following like a day in their life, like driving around collecting taxes, and then it wasn't until maybe like at least halfway through the movie where there actually seemed to be an actual plot developing.
I was like,
and then it just all kind of like comes at you out of nowhere in the last part of the movie. But I mean, I thought it was. It was good enough.
Yeah. I mean, it was entertaining, to say the least, I guess.
I like – it was directed by David Ayer, who did like Training Day and End of Watch and Fury.
Okay.
And Suicide Squad, which a lot of people didn't like. I feel like that's also like one of these is not like the other.
Yeah.
Like obviously Suicide Squad is a very different kind of movie than the rest of these are. These are kind of like – smaller, more like just like violent gangster kind of thriller movies, which he's, I guess, better at probably.
Go give it a watch, I guess. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
It's, I mean, if you like kind of like gangster mob violent kind of movies, you probably like it.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, especially if it's free, like,
yeah, man,
give it a shot.
give it a whirl, I suppose.
It was really weird. Shia LaBeouf had a weird accent. Not all the time, but sometimes he had a weird accent.
Yeah.
It was like he was trying to sound Hispanic.
Or just like, yeah, like Mexican gangster.
But it was weird because he sounded more Hispanic than the other guy that actually was Hispanic. And it was just kind of strange. I don't know. It was weird. I felt like that was an odd choice that he didn't really need to make.
He's a weird dude, though.
Also, I saw a bunch of articles talking about how he got all these tattoos, like real tattoos, for the movie, and you barely even saw them. There's only one scene that you saw them in,
yeah,
and you couldn't even really necessarily see them. But even I saw a picture of him. He had one that's like, what was it? His name is Creeper in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like Creeper and like all this stuff. And it's like, why would you do that?
And now it's on there.
Maybe
forever,
there's like
I guess.
A bunch of deleted scenes where you actually see the tattoos.
Yeah.
But like,
but now
in the actual
forever.
Movie, yeah.
He's just really into the thing.
I don't
He's
know.
A method actor, so.
See, like, there it is. Like, it's like Creeper and it's like all these tattoos.
Yeah.
But he did not, he got those for the movie.
And now they're just there.
Yeah.
All right, weirdo. Anyways, yeah, so go give that a shot, The Tax Collector on Hulu. That's going to be
Dude,
it for
Shia
today.
LaBeouf tattooed his entire chest for a new movie, The Tax Collector.
Mm.
And it would, like, why?
Well, that's going to do it for today. Yeah. Anyways, good luck with your beginnings of 2021. And, yeah, if you have any questions, concerns, you can try to get in contact with us through our social media stuff for the show.
Yeah, we're on Twitter at Bedroom Drinking, Facebook Bedroom Drinking Podcast, Instagram at Bedroom Drinking Podcast, and email at bedroomdrinkingpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. Well, I usually like to end every episode with like a hidden word or phrase. And if you tweet that at us or send us a message or something like that with it in there, we'll give you a shout out in the next episode that comes out. So I think this week we will go with Happy New Year.
Happy New Year?
Yeah.
At the... I guess
since we've
it's the end of January, but
yeah, but whatever. We didn't do it earlier, so yeah. So Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
It's getting off to such a great start.
Yeah.
So tweet us that Happy New Year, and we'll give you a shout out. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good rest of your week. Stay safe and
naked man.